Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Garrett. Today is April 17, and on this day in Cold War history in 1949, at midnight, 26 Irish counties officially leave the British Commonwealth. A 21-gun salute on the O'Connell Bridge in Dublin ushers in the Republic of Ireland. In 1961, a group of CIA-financed and trained Cuban refugees land at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba with an aim of ousting Fidel Castro, thus the Bay of Pigs invasion. In 1964, Jerry Mock becomes the first woman to circumnavigate the world by air. In 1969, Sirhan Sirhan is convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy. Also in 1969, Czechoslovakian Communist Party Chairman Alexander Dubček is deposed. In 1970, the ill-fated Apollo 13 spacecraft returns to Earth safely. In 1971, the People's Republic of Bangladesh forms under Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. In 1971, Sierra Leone becomes a republic. In 1973, German counter-terrorist unit GSG-9 is founded. In 1975, the Cambodian Civil War comes to an end when the Khmer Rouge captures the capital of Phnom Penh and Cambodian government forces surrender. In 1982, patriation of the Canadian Constitution occurs in Ottawa by proclamation of Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada. In 1984, police constable Yvonne Fletcher is killed by gunfire from the Libyan People's Bureau in London during a small demonstration outside the Libyan embassy. 10 others are wounded. The events lead to an 11-day siege of the building. And on this day in 1986, the 350 years war between the Netherlands and the Isles of Scilly come to a peaceful end. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 17. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.